You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am joined by Dee from Island Streaming. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good, thank you. How are you going?
I'm doing very well. So congrats on the new album. How are you feeling about the reception it's had so far?
Thank you, dude. I'm feeling good. I think for us, it feels like the longest time between starting a record in terms of its writing and finishing it and getting it out. So I think for us, we feel just as excited as maybe like a fan of the band might be, just to have new music out and to be, for people to be, hearing these songs that we have been in love with for so long is really special. So I'm stoked. Yeah.
Did you guys have a goal for what you wanted the album to be, or did you just play it by ear?
I think after, because our last record, Hasten, it was quite sort of like a dark, gloomy kind of acoustic record. I wouldn't go as far as to call it like an emo record, but it had those elements at least. And I think when we started working on this record in 2021 or wherever it was, we were all just like all very happy and all very sort of like, maybe our musical influences were a bit brighter. And so we thought we'd try and use some major chords and like write some happier songs. And so I think that was kind of like from the onset, the goal was to try and make something a bit lighter and brighter. And but the main thing was that we didn't want to be afraid of, stepping outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah. One of the first singles had an Ernie Bell feature. How'd you link up with her?
Ernie Bell, so Amy from Ernie Bell is a good friend of the band's for lots of reasons, just through the scene here in Auckland. And I personally worked with Amy on a record that we made last year. And so, and Samisi, actually another also in the band, he sort of came and did some work on the record too, and kind of like helped Amy out with some vocal production and that kind of thing. So at the time, we'd become quite close with Amy, and when we had been working on that song, we always kind of thought it would be great with a female vocal, and it was always trying to find the right fit. And after working with Amy, we thought like that would be kind of the perfect collaborator, and she was really keen. And I think her and Samisi's voices just work so well together on that track, and that maybe like that track out of any on our record probably fits her style the most.
One of my favorite things you guys have released is your cover of Pink Frost. And recently Marna Phillips of course passed away. How did his music impact you guys?
I think first of all, we're all deeply saddened by Martin's passing, how sudden it was, and I think for us, covering Pink Frost was a huge honour, because that music, that song and that record and all of that early Chills material is so important to us and so many Dunedin born and bred musicians. And that song in particular has like a certain otherworldly quality to it, like a darkness to it, that I think we all sort of like hold quite close to our hearts, I guess, like a real Dunedin-y kind of deep richness that it's something that can only be written in a place like Dunedin, I think. And I think we were all really just felt really lucky to have met Martin and play and be able to cover that song, and all of those songs mean so much to us.
That's so great. You guys will be coming back to Dunedin next month for tour. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling really excited. It's been a while since we've played some shows. I think it was like maybe mid last year or something that we were playing shows. So it's been a minute for sure. I'm looking forward to playing on Eric's as well. I haven't really actually been to Eric's yet, so that'll be fun to be at like a new venue in Dunedin and see some crew down there again. Nice. It's gonna be amazing, and just to play these new songs for people will be really special.
That's great. Have you had any crazy dreams recently? Are you much of a dreamer? Can you remember your dreams?
I would like to say that I'm like a deep dreamer, but I can't lie, and I have to admit that I haven't really been dreaming lately. Yeah. I feel like I probably most likely have been dreaming, but I haven't really been remembering any of my dreams. I used to be deeply into lucid dreaming when I was like a late teenager and in my early 20s. I was like super interested in that stuff, but I've really let it lapse.
That's good. And what's your favorite animal?
Oh, my favorite animal. I think lately I've been really into marsupials.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this animal is a marsupial, but these really specific. They're like those, I guess, like a lemur. I'm really into lemurs.
Yeah.
Like a ring-tailed lemur.
Yeah.
Like those freaky little tiny lemurs that have like the weird little like fingers with the circles on the ends of them, and they live in like Madagascar and have giant eyeballs and stuff.
Yeah, the really big eyes.
Huge ones, yeah. I love those things.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining me and having a wee chat. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
It's all good. That was Dee from Marlin's Dreaming. The album is out now. We're going to play one of the singles from the album. Reached the top of the Radio 1, top 11. It's Hello, My Dear by Marlin's Dreaming. Thank you again for joining.
Thanks.
Here it is. Keep it locked here on Radio 1.
Hello, my dear. I must have drawn a blank. I've been a while away for too long. Hello, my dear. I've fallen through the cracks.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.